I do many things on this podcast. One thing I do not do, I do not pull punches. I do not make comments that are safe. I tell the truth. I tell things like I see them. I'm very opinionated. You don't like my opinions? Tough. I say the things out loud you're probably already thinking. I'm unfiltered, unspun, a little unhinged, but I offer a lot of common sense. This podcast could make you mad. This podcast could make you smile. Regardless, it will make you think. This is A World Gone Mad. Hello, you're listening to A World Gone Mad, Season 1, Episode 7. I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf. After 6 successful episodes of my podcast, I'm changing things up, shaking it up a little bit, gang, with this week's episode. On my podcast, I will still bring you news nationally and from around the world, but sometimes I may cover news from the science and entertainment worlds, maybe every now and then the sports world, only if those stories are important. Plus, each episode, I'll offer my commentary on a major news story from this past week. Let's start with our new segment, and I call it Odds and Ends. My overview of news stories nationally and from around the world. Let's start off with Nikki Haley. She dropped out of her run for president. She praised and thanked Donald Trump, yet stopped short of endorsing him. Now, she said he had to earn the voters who supported her. So this person basically who attacked Donald is setting herself up to kiss Donald's ring and potentially be his VP. Now, we speak with forked tongue, Nikki, by covering all your bases. And Mitch McConnell, after not speaking to Donald for almost 3 years, also endorsed him for president. It constantly amazes me how all these Republicans are just, oh, well, Donald really didn't do anything wrong. Let's rally behind him. These high-end Republicans are either deluded or they're terrified of Donald. Either way, the Republican Party is completely gone from the party of old. At least someone like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger had the balls to stand up against Donald, unfortunately at the expense of their own political downfall. I truly wish there were more Republicans in power and Republican voters out there who felt the same way as these two. We all heard how Donald met with Elon Musk in Palm Beach this past Friday, setting up the potential of Elon Musk owning Donald. Now some of you are saying, what you talking about, Jeff? To recap what companies Elon Musk owns, let's remind you, Starlink, major communications company, Tesla, major auto production company, Twitter, formerly known as X, a major communication company, SpaceX, a major aeronautical and space exploration company, etc., etc., etc. Point number one, Elon could pay all of Donald's legal bills and push his own, Elon's, agenda business-wise. However, Musk said he's not contributing to any candidate. I will believe that as the following months unfold without Musk giving his financial support. I don't trust anything, Elon says. Let's all keep an eye on this potential alliance between two fellow loon balls. Now that Donald is on his way to becoming the Republican presidential nominee, Donald gets, ready, daily intelligence briefings. Yes, that image is scary. This wrecking ball of a man who doesn't have any decorum or follows any norms is getting intelligence briefings. Even though Donald doesn't read any paperwork handed to him, still, hopefully he only gets cliff notes and not details. Otherwise, Donald could possibly share national secrets at dinner parties. Don't laugh, people. Donald has a big mouth and always likes to brag. And some excellent news. Sweden officially joined NATO this week. So along with Finland, they are the 31st and 32nd countries to join the NATO alliance. Can we look into the future and imagine if we could get the Russian disaster of them brutally invading Ukraine solved, completely reversed, and Ukraine becomes a part of NATO? That would be a huge and solid wall of deterrent against Russian escapades and expansion. We can only hope this happens for the people of Ukraine and for the world at large. And finally, the investigator hired to look into the Uvalde school shooting in May 2022 gave his findings. He concluded that the officers who were involved, every single one of them, are cleared of any wrongdoing, and in fact, some of them were praised by him. Moments after presenting the findings of his independent report on the Uvalde, Texas shooting, without assigning blame, the man who led the investigation walked out of a city council meeting without taking questions, sparking the fury of many victims' families. These officers stood around in the hallway at the school for 77 minutes while students and teachers were killed. The findings from this report are absolutely stunning, disgusting, disgraceful, and insulting. And I am appalled at the findings from this report, and you should be too. Let's take a short break. When I come back, my commentary on President Biden's State of the Union address and the fallout from the Republican rebuttal. I'll be right back. Send us your comments, your suggestions, what you liked, what you didn't like. Two ways you can do that. Our email, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com, or our toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week voicemail, 833-399-9653. And please don't forget, if you're listening to our podcast on an app, please hit subscribe. That way you'll be notified when our new episode goes up online. We need to hear from you. That helps us improve our episodes. Thank you so much. Now back to the show. Okay, let's talk about President Biden's State of the Union address. I'm going to cover only some of the highlights. For those of you who watched, we saw a large block of Democratic women showing support for women's reproductive rights by wearing white and sitting together in the chamber. This made a huge visual impact. President Biden, as he entered, took his time walking to the podium. He clearly was enjoying himself. He moved 4 inches in a minute. I'll be honest, I was expecting Biden to be somewhat struggling with the speech, maybe forgetting certain things, having low energy, droning on, etc. This is not me spinning. President Biden came out swinging. At 80 years old, Biden looked and sounded vibrant, even though Donnie Boy, who is 77 years old, wake up America, mocked Biden. Biden gave a great high-energy speech. It was incredibly aggressive. There was a lot of meat here in this speech. I'm not a big fan of State of the Union speeches. They usually are, most of them, not that good. Biden's focus was on Ukraine. Donald's quote about how Putin can do whatever the hell he wants to NATO nations, and the January 6th insurrection. Biden talked about reproductive rights, Roe v. Wade, and how he would restore it, and the economy and jobs, and all this in the first 30 minutes. But let's talk about the children in the room first. Even though earlier, House Speaker Mike Johnson said he sent a very clear message to House members to turn the temperature down during the address. But boys will be boys, and some just did not listen. GOP Representative Derek Van Orden was the member who yelled lies when President Joe Biden criticized former President Donald Trump, according to two sources who heard him. This is one of the lame talking points most Republicans use any time Trump is criticized. They just can't face reality. Marjorie Taylor Greene was dressed inappropriately, wearing a hat and bright red colors to advertise Donald Trump, which was clearly against the rules in the chamber, and she tried to have a confrontation with President Biden as he walked to the podium. He clearly wasn't going to take the bait. Biden called out Donald 13 times, saying, "My predecessor." This is very hard to do in the State of the Union speech once or twice, let alone 13 times. Biden then attacked the Supreme Court to their faces. That's never been done before. Biden was clearly mad at what they have been doing, especially on Roe v. Wade. Several Republicans appeared to have left the speech early and did not stay for the rest of the speech. One member, GOP Representative Max Miller, who left early, said he left because this is beneath the president. It's a full-blown campaign speech. Well, duh. Yeah, Max, it is. They're campaigning, okay? Get over it. On the Affordable Care Act, Biden stated, "You Republicans tried 50 times to end it. We stopped you 50 times. I'm going to expand it." Biden also declared, "My administration is eliminating title insurance on federally backed mortgages, saving everyone around $1,000. On Social Security, he said, "Do not mess with Social Security or raise the retirement age. I will stop you," Biden said bluntly. He also said, "We are cutting credit card fees." President Joe Biden in his address said that he wants to harness the promise of artificial intelligence, but also protect Americans from the danger of the technology that it poses. That's a tricky business and a balance, and one even the tech industry isn't quite sure how to achieve. In fact, many of the loudest voices warning about AI are coming from within the tech world itself. Biden said Israel has a right to go after Hamas, but is also responsible for protecting civilians. Biden said he directed the military to establish a temporary port to transport aid to Gaza, but no troops will be on the ground, he stated. President Joe Biden criticized the fiscal management of former President Donald Trump. "Check the numbers," he yelled to the Republican side of the chamber when they booed him. The president highlighted his stances on taxes, foreign policy, and reproductive rights. He called out Republicans for not supporting a bipartisan border security bill, and he blasted former President Donald Trump, without naming him, for bowing down to Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is 100% true that Republicans will not bring to the floor a bipartisan bill for border security because Donald told them not to. Donald wants and needs to campaign on that. The Republicans in the chamber booed Biden, acting as if there was no bipartisan bill, and Biden called them out and mocked them. Some of my Republican friends can argue that this is not true. They will say Donald has not directed any Republican leadership to do this, but several sources have reported this. Why won't Republicans bring to the floor an up or down vote on the border security bipartisan bill? Think about this. You guys say you want to fix the border. Biden is getting closer to your points of view and doing the things you want done, and you refuse to even bring it to the floor for a vote? Shame on you. Also from Biden, "Stop talking and act. Pass the Freedom to Vote Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act." Republicans need to stop bitching and sitting on their hands. Their core mantra is do nothing. Biden addressed his age in several comments. "I'm optimistic, I really am. I'm optimistic," Biden said. "My fellow Americans, the issue facing our nation isn't how old we are, it's how old our ideas are." Biden made light of his age again, saying, "I know it may not look like it, but I've been around for a while." He got chuckles, of course. "And when you get to my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I've been called too young, and I've been called too old." The president, as he did throughout his State of the Union address, did not use Trump's name at all. "We must be honest, the threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that," Biden said. "This is the moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies." Here's a simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win, Biden stated. And well said. As Biden sought to show a contrast with his likely 2024 opponent, the January 6th insurrection was the second major topic of the president's remarks, following his calls to Congress to support the people of Ukraine. The president made point after point directly, taking on the challenges from the Republicans and their do-nothing attitude. After the State of the Union speech, while referring to the Israeli-Hamas conflict in Gaza, Biden was caught on a hot mic saying to others in the chamber, "I told Bibi that you and I are going to have a come-to-Jesus moment." Bibi as in Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu. Clearly, Biden was on fire. I didn't expect this. I thought I would see stumbling, old, and a forgetful man. Yeah, a couple of moments he coughed. Big deal, I cough, and I'm younger than Biden. But other than that, extremely energetic, powerful, and a well-presented speech. You delivered, President Biden. I then fully watched with my girlfriend, Senator Britt from Alabama, with the Republican rebuttal. Wow. What the hell was that? Over the top, overacting, forced, not natural. And that was just in the first 2 minutes. It got worse, if that was possible. My girlfriend and I looked at each other several times during her rebuttal, with our jaws hung open as if we were watching a train wreck in progress. And no, Miss Britt, as you stated in your rebuttal, Joe Biden didn't scream his speech. That's called passion, something you know very little about. What you delivered was fake, phony. If she was an actress auditioning for a role, the director watching her in the audition would have stopped her 1 minute in. Thank you. Next, please. Ouch. Wrong choice for the rebuttal. That was putrid with her delivery. Sounded like Captain Kirk, William Shatner, in Star Trek giving a speech. I will not stop until the Romulans are determined to be in violation of crossing the neutral zone. Shatner was better. Even some Republicans panned Senator Katie Britt's disastrous State of the Union response. It was delivered from her kitchen, one Republican said, which was an odd choice for the backdrop. And this, everyone's effing losing it, an unnamed Republican told the Daily Beast. It's one of our biggest disasters ever. And she's your rising star, Republicans? I'm going to leave you with that. And the thick plottins. I'll be right back. You're listening to a World Gone Mad podcast. If you came across an unusual story, please send it our way. Or send us your comments, suggestions, what you liked, what you didn't like. Two ways you can do that. Our email, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com. Or our toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week voicemail, 833-399-9653. And please, don't forget if you're listening to our podcast on an app, please hit subscribe. That way you'll be notified when our new episode goes up online. We would love to hear from you. That helps us improve our episodes. Thank you so much. Now, back to the show. And this is a wonderful story for our inspiring and uplifting story for this segment. It's about 2 months old, but in case you missed it, I needed to share it with you. For the first time in nearly 50 years, a Pennsylvania animal shelter doesn't have any dogs left after hundreds of adoptions. Now, the Adams County, Pennsylvania SPCA was near capacity at the end of 2023, as its kennels were filled with dogs needing homes. Now, for the first time in nearly 50 years, there are no dogs at the facility, and the recent residents are spending the start of 2024, now we're into March, with their new families. To say that we are beyond excited is an understatement. The staff and volunteers have worked very hard to take care of the animals in our care, and to make sure they got adopted to the right homes, the animal shelter said in a post on Facebook. This is the first time in over 47 years that the Adams County SPCA is empty, let alone at the end of the year. It's truly a miracle. There was one cat taking refuge at the facility, the shelter said, a stray arriving just before the announcement. The facility in southern Pennsylvania said it adopted out 598 animals this past year and reunited 125 strays with their owners. Fantastic. Nationwide, an estimated 6.3 million companion animals enter shelters every year, according to the ASPCA. Of those, about 3.1 million are dogs, 3.2 million are cats. About 920,000 shelter animals are euthanized yearly, the ASPCA said, a decrease from the estimated 2.6 million cats and dogs euthanized in shelters in over 13 years ago. The decline can be partially explained by an increase in the percentage of animals adopted and an increase in the number of stray animals successfully returned to their owners, the ASPCA said. Now, the Adams County shelter said it would begin taking in animals from other Pennsylvania shelters to help alleviate some of their stress. Right now, we are going to enjoy this accomplishment. Stand up. Let's give a big round of applause to these people. If you're an animal lover, this is a very wonderful news story to hear. And I'm going to give you a second story for our uplifting news to end the show on better thoughts with all the crazy madness happening. The way you view yourself has a major impact on happiness, a new study shows. How can we be happier? A study from Canada's York University recently sought the answer to this very question, investigating the impact of various factors on life satisfaction. Turns out the way one feels about their personal appearance is quite important. But we're not talking about some amorphous idea of attractiveness. It's more so about self-love. The research suggests that an individual's satisfaction with their appearance significantly influences their overall happiness, which can pose a problem given the prominence of social media and the unrealistic and ever-changing beauty standards today. Published in the Journal of Happiness Studies, the study also analyzed factors such as family, work, education, and social interests. We wanted to look at several factors that could influence life satisfaction, not just one factor, like income, work, or family life, independent of the other influences, lead author James Chowin said in a press release. Our study is unique in its comprehensiveness. Chowin said the physical appearance findings were surprising, but we obviously are focusing on a positive takeaway from the research. How you view yourself is entirely up to you. I'll be right back. You're listening to A World Gone Mad, Episode 7. I would like to thank everyone very much, the established listeners and new people coming aboard. We're now heard in 42 states in the United States. 9 states to go to get the full map, and 17 countries, so thank you. I also want to explain the giveaway that we've been running for the past 4 episodes. Last chance, everyone. I've had some emails come in, but last chance, I am giving away a $25 Amazon gift card, and I'm sure you could find something on Amazon with that. So how do you enter this giveaway? It's very simple. Send me an email to a world gone mad podcast at gmail.com, aworldgonemadpodcast@gmail.com. In the email, write Amazon, your first name, what city, state, country you live in, how you found the podcast, your age range, you don't have to be exact, give me a general idea. Any comments about the show, good, bad, or otherwise, please leave that. Very easy to do with what I just told you. Your emails help me add features, remove features, and improve features. And because of your feedback, the show becomes better. I'm absolutely looking forward to hearing from you. And please don't forget to hit subscribe on the app you're listening to my show from. All that does is notify you when the next episode goes online. I don't have to put links all over the place, and emails, social media, etc. Hit the subscribe button. It's free. Doesn't obligate you. It just informs you. And we get pushed up in the rankings above other podcasts. So thank you so much. Until next week. I'm your host, Jeff Allen Wolf. This is A World Gone Mad. Stay hopeful.